Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori or Abdavid C. Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chav Kimmel. And we left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis. One of the primary issues we're going to discuss in the first part of today's daf is we're going back to the machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozer. That Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karti and Rabbi Lozer holds Eidei Misira Karti. Which are the main Eidim that make the get into a get? Rabbi Lozer holds it's the Eidim who witnessed the giving of the get, Eidei Misira Karti, comes up all throughout Gittin. And Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karti, it's the Eidim who signed the get, who make the get into a get. The other very important aspect of the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozer, that's going to come up today is there is a resulting machlokus about when the Torah says the words v'kasav la, that he should write a get to her, and there are halachas that have to do with the writing of a get. Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Meir also argue about that. Rabbi Meir, who says Eidei Chasima Karti, basically says that the writing of the get means absolutely nothing. The writing means nothing. When the Torah says v'kasav la, it's referring to the signing of the get. Eidei Chasima Karti, the Eidim that signed the get are the most important. And therefore, when the Torah says v'kasav la, to write a get, writing means signing, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lazar, who says the Eidim who signed the get are meaningless, and it's just the Eidim who witnessed the delivery of the get, Eidei Misira Karti, they're the more important ones. So v'kasav la means the writing. So the writing is more significant, according to Rabbi Lazar, who says Eidei Misira Karti, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who says Eidei Chasima Karti, when it says v'kasav la means the signing, so therefore the writing is meaningless, according to Rabbi Meir. So just like they have a machlokas about which Eidim make the document into a document, they also have machlokas about when the Torah says v'kasav la, which writing is the Torah referring to. Rabbi Lazar says the Torah is referring to the actual writing of the sofer of the get, let's say Lagabi the Din of Lishma, which we're going to discuss today. And Rabbi Meir says, no, it's the Eidim who signed the get who are the writers. The ones who signed it, that's the writing the Torah is talking about. But the actual writing of the get, according to Meir, is meaningless. Good morning to Yitzchak Aryeh, Rav Dov Ben Yom, Mishneir Zalmudan HaKohen, to Chana Chenech, to Rav Mordechai, to Avram David, to David Yoshua, to Dr. Joe, to Gershon Eitan, to Shmuel, and to Yerachmiel Shmuel, and to Tzvika. Let's begin, says the Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to have two or three, depending on which Rishonim you hold like, but at least two different ways of reading this Mishnah. We're going to have to read, good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. We're going to have to read this opening Mishnah according to Rabbi Elazar, and we're going to have to read this opening Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. Some Amorim are going to say that this Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and some Amorim are going to learn that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar. So we'll have to read the Mishnah according to both. Rashi understands that the Pashup Shat of the Havamin of the Gemara is that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar, so we're going to read the Mishnah originally like Rabbi Lazar, but then the Gemara is going to end up saying that maybe it's going according to Rabbi Meir. So let's read after that whole introduction. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Ksheirin Lichtov Saket. Everybody is allowed, is kosher, to write a get. Va'af afilu cheresh shote v'katan. Even a cheresh shote v'katan, who throughout all of Shas, what kind of cheresh is talking about here? Eino shomea ve'eino medaber. He doesn't hear and he doesn't speak. So everyone can read a get. Even a cheresh, anyone could write a get. Even a cheresh shote v'katan, they have no das. They can write again. Now, right away, we see there's a problem here that's going to be the main issue that we're going to discuss here. How could people who don't have das, how could they write a get lishma? Right? Doesn't a get have to be written lishma? So how could a cheresh shote v'katan write again? So we could foresee two possible approaches here about how they could write lishma. The Gemara is going to say, if you really need the shema by the writing, maybe there was a gadol that was omer al gavo, that a gadol was instructing them what to write, and they're doing it based on the gadol. If you need writing lishma, that would be Rabbi Lazar, who says you really need the get to be written lishma. The sofer has to write lishma, but so how could a katan do it? It's got to be gadol omer al gabo. Or we could see that maybe according to Rav Meir, the get doesn't have to be written Lishma at all. Rav Meir says we don't care. It's a chasima has to be done Lishma. Maybe it was only the Tofes and not the Toref that they wrote. So we'll have to discuss that. That's going to be in the Gemara. Just keep in your head. Hakol Shem Lichdav Zagafi Lichesha the Katan. Even though they don't have das, they're allowed to write a get. Ha'isha Koseva says Gita. Even though the husband has the right to get and deliver it, this we already saw quoted earlier, a woman could write her own get, and then she'll be makne it to the husband. Right? We had a whole discussion in 2 days ago's daf about does the woman know how to be makne? How does she do it? The woman says, no, the woman knows how to be makne. The women who usually listen to this shiur live are not on today, so we can talk about this. But the Gemara says no. A woman knows how to be makna to get. She knows how to be makna. That's what the Mishnah says here. This was the raya. This was actually the raya. Ha'isha koseves iskita. She could write the get, and even though the husband has to own the get, so she'll give it as a gift to the husband. Right? Because Chazal also instituted that the woman pays for the writing of the get. Because we didn't want her to be an aguna. The husband will say, okay, I'll get around to writing you again. I'll pay the sofa when I get around to it. No, we don't want that. So the woman actually pays for it. The sofa writes it. But then we're makna through Hefker, Bez, and Hefker that the money was as if the husband gave the money. And she's actually, if she wrote it, she's actually makna the document to the husband. The ha'ish kosev is shover. And similarly, even though the woman is supposed to write a receipt that the husband paid her the ksuba and hand the receipt over to the man, but the man can write his own receipt and he'll be makne it to the woman who will then give it back to him. Ha'ish kosev is shovro, and then there's this last line, and one of the issues that's discussed in the Gemara is this last line. Is this last line going on the first line of the Mishnah, or is this last line going on the second line of the Mishnah? She'ein kiyam aget ela b'chosamav. Because the get, the main writers of the get are the ones who sign it. Now, that sounds a lot like Rav Meir, right? That sounds like Rav Meir. Rav Meir's always said, Eidei Chasim Makarti, right? So the Gemara is going to have different ways of reading this last line. Simple pshat on how to read this line of the Mishnah, this third line. It's actually going on the first line of the Mishnah. Why can a chere show to v'katan write a get, even though they can't write it lishma? Because Rav Meir says, we don't care about the writing of the get. According to Rav Meir, all we care about is the signing of the get. She'ein kiyam aget ela b'chosamav. So that could be a way to read this line. If we say that the first line of the Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir, who says that we don't care about the writing at all, it could be shalo lishma, the writing, as long as the Edom signed lishma, Rav Meir is going to say in the Gemara, you could find a get in the garbage that happened to have the name of your husband, the husband and the wife, you could find it in the garbage as long as you get Edom to sign it. We don't care at the writing whether it was lishma or not. So you could learn that if you learn that the third line is going on the first line of the Mishnah, so you could say it's Rav Meir. She'ein kiyam aget ela b'chosamav sounds like a statement according to Rav Meir, but in order to explain the first line going like Rabbi Lazar, we're going to see she'ein kiyam aget ela b'chosamav is not going on the first line, it's going on the second line of the Mishnah. However, according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that the Eidei Mesira are the main Eidim, and the writing of the get has to be lishma, so chasimas Eidim ksherim cannot allow it to be kosher by a chere shot of a katan. And the reason for this third line, according to Rabbi Lazar, is the third line is not modifying the first line of the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Lazar, you're going to have to say the third line of the Mishnah is modifying the second line. Why can a woman write her own get and the man write his own shover? Because it's the Eidei Chasima that decide the get anyway. And the Gemara is going to explain how that line modifies the second line. So, says the Gemara, on the first line now, back on the first line. V'halav b'nei de'aninu, ask the Gemara, how can the Mishnah begin and say that a get can be written by a chere shot of a katan? A chere shot of a katan don't have any das. So how in the world can they write the get? Amar Rav Huna. And by the way, So this kasha seems to be according to Rabbi Lazar, that's the way we're learning. According to Rabbi Lazar, you need the get to be written lishma. So how can a chayri shul devakot and have no das? Because Rabbi Lazar cares about the writing. Rabbi Meir, this wouldn't really be a kasha. Because according to Rabbi Meir, you don't need the writing to be lishma. No, you don't need it to be, you can even have it, find it in the garbage. But according to Rabbi Lazar, let's learn that pshat in the kasha at this point. According to Rabbi Lazar, how can a chayri shul devakot? And Rabbi Lazar says that a get has to be written lishma, not signed lishma. Rabbi Lazar doesn't care about the signing. He just cares about the writing. So how could a chayri shul devakot write to get Amar Rav Huna? The Gemara answers, how will... So the Gemara now is going to bring three ways to resolve the Mishnah. Two of them resolving this line according to Rabbi Lazar, and one of them resolving this line according to Rabbi Meir. So Rav Huna starts with Rabbi Lazar. Amar Rav Huna, yes. The author of the first line of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar. If it's Rabbi Lazar, how can a chayri shul devakot write? Amar Rav Huna. That there was a bardas, there was an adult who is of sound, sane mind and body. He's not a cherish or a shota or a katan. So the gadol was instructing the katan, when you're writing the get, write it for the sake of this man and for the sake of this woman who lives in this place. He told it to write it lishma. And the katan or the shota, yes, took upon themselves to write it based on gadol umin al-gabav. Now this is a general question throughout all of many areas. Where does the acts of a katan work if there's a gadol umin al-gabav? Let's say making tzitzis. If tzitzis has to be, or a shchita, gadol umin al-gabav, yeah. Let's say by tzitzis, if tzitzis have to be tied lishma, so can a katan do the tzitzis for the gadol omen al gabav? So, or a guy we'll discuss in a second. The Gemara is going to talk about, can a guy write a get, or an Eved Kanani, can he write a get with the gadol omen al gabav? So, since Rav Huna had to establish the Mishnah with a chayri shul devakot on gadol omen al gabav, this implies that Rav Huna holds that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar, who says, Ede Mesira Karti. And v'kasav la means that the get has to be written lishma. So the last line of the Mishnah, she'ein kima get el b'chosamav, cannot be going on the first line of the Mishnah, which is machshir, because contra of Huna, the ksiva has to be done lishma. So the words ein kima get el b'chosamav of the third part of it is not going on the first line of the Mishnah. Rather, it's going on the middle case of the Mishnah. A woman could write her own get, and a man could write his own shovar, because since the major part of the get is through the signers, therefore, we don't care who wrote it. As long as it's a bardas wrote it, so the woman could write her own get, and the man could write his own shovar, because she'ain kiyam get el b'chosamav. Because we don't care about if the wrong person wrote the get. There are no halachas of the writing. She'ain kiyam get el b'chosamav. In contra b'lazar, when it says ain kiyam get el b'chosamav, you're going to have to say, contra of Huna, when it says ain kiyam get el b'chosamav, it doesn't really mean chosamav. It means the edim who watched the get. It means the edim mesira. But usually they would get the Ede Mesira to sign it as well. That's why they call the Ede Mesira Ede Chosamav. It just means not the writer. It means not the writer. It means the Edim who witnessed the delivery of the get, and that's called Chosamav. That is a weakness in Rav Huna's. You have to say that it means Ede Mesira, because usually they would give the get in front of the ones who they gave the get in front of, they were also the Eidim who signed it. That's what Rashi says. Don't yell at me. That's Rashi's shot. Take a look at the top Rashi. V'hu shahaya gadol omer al gabav. Take a look at the top Rashi. V'omer lo, ksov l'tzorech ploni. T'kasava Rav Huna, mastisin Rabbi Lazari. T'boy ksiva l'shma. V'seifa, and the third line. T'ka'amar, sh'ein kim aged ela b'chosamav. Hainu Eidim misira. When it says Eide Chosamav, it means Eide Mesira. That's That's a weakness in Rav Huna's pshat. Derov gittin imsarin b'fnei achosim, because in most gittin, the edim who signed the get are also the edim who watched the delivery. V'ametziyasakai, and line three is going on line two and not on line one. V'lo aresha lachshuri ksivas cheresh below gadol omon agamav. So Rav Huna says line three is not coming to explain line one, because line one you really do need it to be written lishma, and that's why you need a gadol omon agamav. So line three is explaining line two. Good. Let's continue back in the Gemara. Amale Rav Nachman. Don't worry, after the first Mishnah, it gets a little bit less complicated. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Amale Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, Elameyata. If you're right that Gadol Omri Al Gabav works to create the Shema, maybe a guy should be able to write the get. Amale Rav Nachman to Rav Huna, Elameyata. Maybe even a guy writing a get with a Jew standing on top of it should be kosher. Ask the Gemara, v'chite mahachinami. And if you'll tell me, maybe, okay, so maybe it really does work that a guy could write a get with a Yisrael Omer al Gabav, or a guy could make tzitzis with a Yisrael Omer al Gabav. But Tani, we learned in the Brisa, v'chachavim puzzle. A non-Jew is not allowed to write a get. Sounds like even with the Gadol Omer al Gabav, he's not allowed to. Answers the Gemara, Rav Huna responded, Ovi kacham l'dayte d'nafshe oven. Wow. This is such an important rule throughout everything, like Dr. Joe said about kashrus. Ovi kacham l'dayte d'nafshe oven. Said Rav Huna, you're right. By a guy, even Gadol Omer al Gabav is not going to work. Why? Because we're choshesh, that an adult guy is not going to listen to the Jew who's Omer al Gabav. He's going to do what he wants to do. He's not going to listen to you. So therefore, Gadol Omer al Gabav doesn't work. Even if a Gadol say, okay, write this get l'shem Ruvain who's divorcing Sarah. He's not going to listen. He's going to write it for what he wants to write it to.
That's a Gadol, right?
Yeah, Ovi Kacham was a Gadol. Oh, you want to say Ovi Kacham Katan should be better? I don't know. We assume in generally the non-Jews aren't going to listen to the Jews. They're not going to listen to the Jews. He's L'das Atzmo. Oh, Kevachu Gadol Ubar Das. That's what Rashi says. You're right. What about a guy Katan? Good question, Svika. Good question. But at least a guy Gadol Ubar Das, he's not going to do what the Jew wants him to do. And therefore, even if the Jew tells him to write the Shema, he's going to write it for who he wants. That's the way Rashi explains. However, Tosis explains that the guy does Bistam, and the get Stam is not Lishma. From the words of Rashi, it sounds like let's say a Jew would tell a guy to write a get, so the get would be puzzle me suffic. Because we don't know. Did the guy write it al-das, the Jew, or not? We're choshish. Maybe he didn't write al-das. But maybe this guy would, the girl would still not be able to be allowed to marry a Kohen, let's say, or something like that. You know, maybe it would be a get lahachmer. The Trumas Hadeshin says only me suffic. And the Ramban seems to write, Ovkachom puzzle, ksivus aget, shema lo kosav al-das Yisrael. That's the way most Rishonim say. However, the Achronim say B'das HaRambam, that an Ovi Kacham is puzzled to write a get because he's Eino Bar Krisos. He's not Shaykh to get, and he can't write a get at all. And the Rambam says, Al Das Atzmo is to include even a Mummer. Reb Chaim writes that an Ovi Kacham is Mufka. Reb Chaim Brisker writes that in Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, because this comes up by Tefillin also, right? Can a guy write a Sefer Torah with a Gadol Omer al Gabav or Tefillin? Ovi Kacham is Mufka Lagamri Bidin Lishma. He's totally not capable of doing Lishma. Since he's writing Al Das Atzmo, so it's not Shaykh, but Tzivei Abal. And without a Tzivei Abal, it's not Lishma. And since he's not Shaykh to have a Tzivei from the husband, even if the guy would write a Lishma, it would be possible. And the Chazanish writes that way as well, that the psul of an Ovi Kacham with writing of the get is not because we're afraid maybe he won't do it lishma, but he's not a barahachi of writing lishma. He's not capable of writing lishma, and therefore, even if he would write lishma, it wouldn't work. Or even if he was a guy at the time of the writing and then he converted, it still wouldn't work. So says Reb Chaim. Okay. Now, after Rav Nachman said that, Rav Nachman backed out. Hadar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman then changed his mind. Lav milsehi de amri. This that I said, that a guy is puzzled to write again, even with the Yisrael Omer al Gabov. No, Rav Nachman changed his mind. Really, a guy is allowed to write again, even without Yisrael Omer al Gabov. Aye, what's pshat in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah said, the Mishnah's going like Rab Meir, who does not need ksiva lishma at all. The Mishnah's going like Rab Meir. And even a chere shota v'katan are allowed to write a get without a gadol omed al gabov, against Rav Huna. And Rav Nachman brings a proof to his point from the very next Mishnah. From the fact in the next Mishnah, we're going to learn that a guy is not allowed to bring a get from Medina Sayam and say, Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. We're going to learn that in the next Mishnah because he's not Shaykh B'Torah Skitten V'Kiddushin. Michlal Delinyan Ksiva. When it comes to writing a get, a guy is allowed to write a get. You know why a guy is allowed to lie right again? Because even a get written in the garbage is okay. Because the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who says, Edi Chassi Makarti, and therefore, Achei Rishot of a Katan are allowed to write a get, and a guy is also allowed to write a get, because the get is a piece of garbage. Doesn't need to be written Lishma at all. From the fact that the Gemara later on says that a guy is not allowed to be a shliach to deliver the get and say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam. Mechlal delinyan ksiva, but in our Mishnah, as far as writing a get, and the Mishnah never mentions that a guy is puzzle. The next Mishnah says a guy is not allowed to bring the get because he's not b'toros getting the kedushin. But as far as writing the get, delinyan ksiva kasher. Why? Says Rav Nachman. Explanation number two of our Mishnah. That the first line of the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar, like Rav Huna said. The first line of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. And that's why a Chayr Shot of a Kadon can write a get without it, Gadol Omed Al Gabov. Because you don't need Lishma by the writing of the get. You only need Lishma by the signing. Nechlal, Vinyin, Ksiva, Kosher. Because Rabbi Meir says, a Chayr Shot of a Kadon is allowed to write a get without a Gadol Omed Al Gabov. Okay, I think I have to speed it up here. Sorry if you're not going to understand the rest of the daf, but I have to speed it up. Ask the Gemara of Tanya, Ovi Kochav and Pasel. But what about the Brisa? We just had a Brisa that said it will come and can't write again. Oh, I said, but no problem. Hi, Rabbi Lazar, hey. The Gemara that says his Pasel is Rabbi Lazar, who says that you need the Ksiva to be Lishma. Damra Edi Mesir Karte. Ubi in Ksiva Lishma. The Havadi, Okama, Dati Denav Shekavid, Ogawi cannot do Lishma. Amr of Nachman, Omer Hoya Rav Meir, Afilim Mitzvah Ba'ashba, Chasma V'Nasla Kasher. Rav Nachman said, even according to Rav Meir, even if you finally get in the garbage and you sign Kasher witnesses, the get in the garbage happened to match him and his name and her name. It was not written Lishma, but you sign it Lishma V'Nasla Kasher. Esfei Rav La Rav Nachman V'Kasavla Lishma My Lav Ksivas Aget. Don't you see the writing has to be Lishma? Lo, chasim aseidim. No. Rav Meir will say that when the Torah says v'kasav, it doesn't mean the writing of the get. It means the signing of the get. Esvei Rava. Rava asked Rav Nachman another kasha. The Mishnah says later on, Chavtal Amad Aleph, in tomorrow's daf, kol get shenechtav shelo l'shamisha pasol. Answers the Gemara. Eima shenechtam shelo l'shamisha pasol. When it says v'kasav, it doesn't mean it was written. It means it was signed. Esvei asked him another kasha. Kishuhu koso, when the husband writes part of the get lishma, kilu kosvo lishma. If he writes part of it lishma, it's as if he wrote the whole thing lishma. My lav kishu kosvo l'toref. When he writes the main part of the get lishma, kilu kosvo l'tofes lishma. That's the way Rabbi Elazar would learn it. That when you write the toref lishma, the main part, it's as if you even wrote the rest of the get, the standard part. Lo kishu chosmo lishma, kilu kosvo lishma. Just signing it Lishma is as if you wrote it Lishma. So that's answer number two in how to read the Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going to have a third version of how to read the Mishnah. V'ibayis Eima, Hani Masna Yasana Mani, Who's the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar. Back to the first answer, like Rav Huna said. The third answer is really the author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar. Damar Eidei Mesira Karti, who say it's the Eidei Mesira, and therefore the get has to be written Lishma. And why does the writing of a Cheirus Shoto V'Katan work? Not with Gadol Omer Al Gabov. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And really the author of the Mishnah is Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, which is V'hu Sheshir Makom HaToref. That's the third shot of the Mishnah. That you, the Cheirus Shoto V'Katan wrote the standard part of the get, the Tofes, but not the Toref. That a regular Gadol who's a Bardas wrote the Toref, which is the name of the man, the name of the woman, his place and her place. So that was written Lishma by a Gadol. But it was the Tofes, just the standard part that's the same by every get that the Cheirus Shoto V'Katan could write. That part you don't need Lishma, that his name and her name don't even show up in that part of the get, the Tofes. The Cheirus Shoto V'Katan just wrote the Tofes. They didn't write the Toref. They didn't write the name of the man and the name of the woman and the time. And the time, which is the main part of the get. That's written by a Gadol, Lishma. He left out the place of the Torah. The Rabbi Lazar, he and the author of the Mishnah Lazar. The Rabbi Zreika Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, this was said. The Rabbi Zreika Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zreika the name of Yochanan. Ain't a Torah. No. My ain't a Torah. What did he mean that this is not correct? Amar Rabbi Abba. Kan. Hodiacha. She'ain koach lishma. But Rabbi Meir, he. No. You don't need to get to written Lishma. It's Rabbi Meir. To Amar Edi Chasim Akarte. Ask the Gemara, really? Rabbi Yochanan said that? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, he. Answers the Gemara, Amarai, Nino, only with Rabbi Yochanan. It's my chlok, it's Amarai, whether Rabbi Yochanan held the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir or the Mishnah like Rabbi Lazar. Let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. Hakok Shir Mahavi Yisaget. Everyone who's kosher to be a shliach for the Baal to bring the get, a shliach halacha for the husband to bring get to his wife, chutz mi cheir shalt v'katan, v'suma, v'oved kochavim. Cheir shalt v'katan, or a blind person, or a guy, cannot be a shliach for the Baal to deliver the get to his wife. Kibela katan, let's say the katan got the get when he was a katan v'higdil, then he became a gadol before he gave it to the woman. Cheirish v'nispakech, he was a cheirish at the time of the appointment. But by the time he delivered it, he was already, he became sane. He was able to listen. Suma v'nispateach. He was blind at the time of the appointment, and then he became able to see. Shota v'nishtafeh. He was a shota, but then he became sane. Ovid kochav v'nisgayer pasul. Because the appointment was at the time when he was pasul, and the appointment is no good. Avon, pikeach v'nischarish v'chaz v'nispakeach. He was a pikeach when he was appointed. Then he became a shota. And then he became a cheresh, but then at the time of delivery, he got to hear again. Pasuach, the nistam of a chazar and spateach, he could see that he was blind and he could see again. Shafui, he was sane, the nistafe, became a shota, a chazar and nistafe, kosher. The achronim are medayik from this Gemara, that it's the Rabbi Chana Wasserman, that it's not that a shota can't be a shliach, it's that you can't appoint him as a shliach. He could be a shliach, but you can't appoint him. So if he was sane when you appointed him, then he became a shaitan, they became sane again, it's all good. Zeaklam, kol shatchilaso v'sofo bidas kasher. If the appointment and the delivery was when he was sane, it's good. Says Gemara, bishlam achirish of the v'katan delav b'nei deyanim. I understand achirish of the v'katan, they don't have das. Ovid kochav nami delav b'harateru. He's not shy to divorce and marriage at all because he can't do divorce and marriage. And therefore, he can't be a shliach to do divorce and marriage. Elasuma, but a blind person. Amaylo, what's the matter with having a blind person be a shliach to deliver a get? He doesn't know who he's getting the get from and who he is giving it from. Says Taisus, from here we learn that every shliach has to know who he has to know the husband, know the wife. He's got to know who he's getting the get from and who he's giving it to. Maskel Rav Yosef, hech suma muta be ishto. How is a married man allowed to get married? How is a blind man allowed to get married at all? How does he know when he is having marital relations that it's his wife? How is any person, even who's not blind, allowed to have marital relations with his wife at night? You have to have it when the lights are off. How do you know your wife is your wife? Ella, but tefias ain't a dekala. You recognize the voice. So how can I be tefias ain't a dekala? Why can't a blind person be a shliach and recognize the voice? Ella, I'm a Rav Yosef. Therefore, Rav Yosef, of course, Rav Yosef was championing the rights of the blind. He himself was blind. Ella, Rav Yosef, hacha b'chutz la'aretz askinan. The boy lemer b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechtam v'lo matzli lemer. A blind person can't say b'fanai nechtam because he can't see it. He can't say this. He doesn't see the writing and the sign. And therefore, he can't deliver the get. Amalei Abayas. Abayas said to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Ela Meyata, Pasuach v'nistama. But let's say he could see at the time of the writing. And then he became blind after. The Matzi Amar, he could say one of them. Hakanami to Kasher. Vaktani Pasuach v'nistama, v'chazam v'nispateach Kasher. The mission just says if he was able to see, then he blind, and he was able to see again. Sounds like able to see and then blind is no good. Chazan is a tech in low, chazan is a tech low. Only if you could see again. Against the Gemara, no. You're right. Who I didn't have a gavda low chazan is patech. Even if he was not able to see again, he would still be kosher. I think the Tanya Shofar v'nishtata v'chazan v'nishtafa. Time the chazan v'nishtafa ha low, chazan v'nishtafa low. Tananami pasoch v'nishtama v'chazan v'nishpatech. It was just comparing it to the case of a shota. That's why it said yes, no, yes. But really, by a blind person, yes, then no. That would be good enough by a blind person. Amar Ravashi, Dekanami. I'll prove it to you. Dekatani. In the end, it says Zeachlal. Kosher Chilas of Esofa Bedas. Kosher. It says Chilas of Esofa Bedas, but not Chilas of Esofa in seeing. That even if it's just Chilas of seeing is good enough. Dekatani Zeachlal. Kosher Chilas of Bedas. Kosher. Alok Tani. Kosher Chilas of Bekash was kosher. Shema Amina. Bo Mine Me Rabbi Ami. What about an Eved Kanani? Can an Eved Kanani be a shlech? Boy, my name is Rabbi Ami. The Bnei Yeshiva asked Rabbi Ami. Eved, Maoshi has a shit kabbal, get Isha Miyad Bala. Can an Eved Kanani, who's in Chayiv Mitzvahs like a woman, can he be a shlech to deliver the get? Amalahu, be the kapasalei, lovi kochavim. From the fact that the Mishnah only disqualifies a guy, Michlal to Eved Kosher. That sounds like an Eved is Kosher. Amar Vasim Rabbi Yochanan. So he learned, yes. So Rabbi Ami said that an Eved Kanani can be a shliach. Amar Rabbi, even though he himself can't get married or divorced. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain't Eved Nasa Shlech Kabbal get Lisha Miyad Bala, Fisha ain't Eved Taurus getting Vikidushin. Since an Eved Kanani themselves cannot get married or divorced, so he cannot be a shliach maskeva. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Lazar the Amora, Taima b'milsa the lesek. The reason Rabbi Yochanan disqualified him is in something that he can't be. How b'milsa the isay? But something that an eved is shaykh to, he could be a kasher. He's okay to be a shliach. V'ovi kochavim v'hakusi. What about a goy and a kusi? This numitaros truman denav shaykh. They can give truma. A guy is shaykh to truma. Rabbi Lazar holds that the Tana, like the Tana of the Braisa, who says that if a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, it is chayiv in truma semaisis. And if he decides to give truma from it, it is truma. The Gemara says this in Chul and Yigil Mabez, that hektish of a guy is hektish. So says Rashi. So says Rashi over here. So a guy can give truma. So a guy can give truma. We learned in the mission truma. So if a guy gives truma from that which grew in Eretz Yisrael in his crops, truma and truma, it has the sanctity of truma. Utnan. We learned the mission. However, if a guy gave truma from a Jew's produce, I feel brishus even when the Jew told him to give it. Ain't truma so truma. My time. So, gam atem, we learn out that a shliach has to be Jewish. Answer the Gemara. I'm a dear Rabbi Yana. Lo! No! Ma'atem b'nei bris! Av shluchachem b'nei bris. No. A guy that doesn't have a bris, but an Eved Kanani is a ben bris. So yeah, a guy can't be a shliach, but an Eved Kanani can be a shliach because he is a ben bris. So an Eved Kanani is a ben bris. And since he could give truma, he could be a shliach to be Torah for Yisrael. And for shlichas haget, you need the reason she'ena b'toras get in v'kiddushin. So an Eved Kanani cannot be a shliach to give a get, just like a guy can't be a shliach to give a get. But by truma, a guy can. By truma, a guy cannot be a shliach because of the pasuk atem. But an Eved Kanani can be a shliach to give truma because he's a bnei bris. Amar v'chibra Rabbi Yochanan. Ein ha'evet nasa shliach l'kabel get miyad ba'alo. An evet cannot be a shliach. L'fishenu b'toros getin v'kiddushin. Right, just like a guy. Right. Rabbi Ami said, Rabbi Asi said, Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Chia also. But a little differently. Amar v'chia bar Amar v'yochan. Ein evet nasa shliach kabel get miyad yishu ba'alo. L'fishenu b'toros getin v'kiddushin. A get can't be. V'afal pishu shaninu. Even though a guy wants to free his slave, a guy wants to free his Eved Kanani. Hareat Shivka Uvladich Ben Chorin. Im Haisa Ubra Zachsalo. Even though an Eved cannot be a Shliach for divorce, however, even though the Brisa says a Shivcha Kananis can be a Shliach to free her fetus. Abba Bishishaninu, the Gemara, he's allowed to give a shtar shichur to his shifcha and say, Hare at shifcha, you're still shifcha, uvladech ben chor, but I want you to accept this shtar shichur on behalf of your fetus, imhaisim ubra zachsalah. If the fetus if she was pregnant, so she could accept it. Ma imhaisim ubra zachsalah. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Afal pisha shanin imayu ubra zachsalo. What's the shaychus to get? There she is b'toras. She is b'toras. She can't get divorced, but she can get freed. Says the Gemara, ki asar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yochanan tarta yamar. He's telling us two different halachas. Number one, an eved is possible for a get, because he's not b'toras. And another halacha, nirin dvarim, sheha eved mekabel get l'chavero. An eved, kanani can be a shliach, to accept a get for his friend from Miyad Rabba Shel Chavera, from his friend's master. Avalo Miyad Rabba Shelo. But if one Adon owns two Avadim, one Eved cannot be a Shlech to accept it from the other one, because if he gives it to the one Adon, it's got to go out of his Rishus, and the Eved is still his own Rishus. However, Vimloch Shechadim Lomar, Zu Halacha Shinuya, we already know this, that if a man says to his Shifcha, even though they both belong to the same Adon, even though there it's different, two big rabbis explain this, Rabbi Zevi, Rabbi Shulam Barav Yitzchak, Chad Amar Hamani Rebbe, Damar Meshacher Chatzi Avdo, Kana, you could divorce half of your Eved, V'chad Amar, my time with the Rebbe, Baha, Kosavar, Uber Yerach Imohu, V'nasa K'mishe Iknol Echem Meivera, an Adon can give a slave your arm. I can give you back your arm. So too you can give him back your fetus. However, one Eved cannot be a shliach to free the other Eved. And let's just finish up here because we're late. Even the five women in Yuvamis who are not believed to say, your husband died, because we're afraid these women hate the wife, and they're not, and they're intending to mess her up. She's, oh, your husband died, go remarry. And then the husband's going to show up and mess her up. So even the five women that are not believed to say Mesbala, Nemanus Lahavi Yiskita, they are believed to be a shliach to carry the woman's get in Medina Sayam. We're not choshish. She's going to mess them up. Why not? The Gemara's going to say, because here you have a get. You have a get that's supporting it. Who are these five women? We learned them in Yevamos. These five women are making a reappearance from Yevamos. Chamosa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, her sister-in-law, Vitsarata, her co-wife, Vivimta, her husband's brother's wife, Ubas Bala, her husband's daughter from a different marriage. All these women hate her, and they're not believed to say Meis Bala, but they are believed to say, this is, get, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Ma Bein Get Lamisa. What's the difference, says the Mishnah? She'aksav Mochiach. She's carrying a get. Ha'isha Atmin V'yaskita, and the wife herself can bring her own get in Dina Sayan. V'vad, she's Yich Lomar, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Ask the Gemara, V'atanya K'shem She'ein Emanus Lomar, Meis Bala Kach, Ein Emanus Lavi Gita. We have a bright example. Rabbi Yisrael Kasha. Kan Ba'aretz, the Mishnah that says they are believed is in Eretz Yisrael. But Kan B'chutz La'aretz, from Chutz La'aretz they're not believed. Ba'aretz Lava Dibur Didok Hasam Chinan. We're not. She doesn't really have to say it at all. Mehemna, she's believed if she says it. B'chutz La'aretz, where she really needs to be believed. Dibur Didok Hasam Chinan. Lo Mehemna says the Gemara. What are you talking about? Amalei Abaye. Abaye said to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Adarabba, Ibcha Mistava. The opposite should make more sense. Ba'aretz in Israel, just she's not going to say it. That she doesn't have to say fun at time. Diyasi ba'al ma'ar mashachina bay. If the husband's going to come and say it was a forgery, we're going to listen to him. Because no one said fun at time. De'ika l'meimah, l'kikula kamachavna. And therefore, maybe she's trying to mess up. Maybe she's trying to mess him up. Lo mehemna, we shouldn't believe her in Eretz Yisrael. But b'chutz la'aretz, diyasi ba'amar lo mashchina be, that if the husband comes and tries to say it's a forgery, we won't listen to him because the person bringing it has to fanetam, so we're not going to listen to him, so mehemna, there we should be believed. So he disagrees. Abai disagrees with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, in Eretz Yisrael, she's believed, in chutz la'aretz, she's not believed. But Abaye says, no, the opposite makes more sense. Tani kavasi da Abaye. And we learned in the Brises from Abaye. Reb Shimon Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Ishen Amenes Lahavi Gita. A woman is believed to bring her own get from Chutz La'aretz, even though you'd think maybe she's just wants to marry somebody else and she forged it. But we're not, and she's not worried that the husband's going to come and say it's a forgery. Mikava Chomer. Uma Nashim, just like the five women who hate her. Sha'amu Chacham Einem Aslam Meis Bala. The rabbi said, she's not, they're not, these five are not believed to say her husband died. Nevertheless, Nem Aslam Yigita, they're believed to bring get. He, Shenem Aslam Meis Bala. But she who's believed to say, my husband died. Einu Din Shenem Aslam Yigita. Isn't it a Kava Chomer that she should believe to bring the get? Just like those five women, they have to say, so to the woman herself, so this is a riot Abaye. We said the Mishnah was machshir the five women. It's in Chutz La'aretz. So the five women are believed to say, in Chutz La'aretz, like every other shliach. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow morning.